This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by HelloFresh, and you've heard about them from us here at WDW Today. What you need to do, go over to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code WDW30, and you're going to receive $30 off your first week of deliveries. That is at HelloFresh.com, and again, use the offer code WDW30, and you'll receive $30 off your first week of deliveries. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about them in just a few minutes. And also, today, brought to you by our friends at BarkBox. Now, we've talked about these guys as well, and we've experienced some of the BarkBox toys.
Great toys.
And just treats. Lots of treats, lots of things you can get in there. Great people, great supporters, us here again at WDW Today. I want to thank BarkBox for supporting us and their subscription service that delivers a selection of treats and toys for your dog right to your door each month. And for a free extra month of BarkBox, go to BarkBox.com/WDW when you subscribe to a 6 or 12-month plan. Again, that is at BarkBox.com/WDW. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, December 13th, and this is episode 1593 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Green.
A couple days away from seeing The Last Jedi, but we spoke about that at length last week, so we're not going to... Next week, we'll speak out at length once again as we go over. But next week, Matt Lott won't be with us, probably.
Sad.
I will.
Is it going to be like a spoiler show? Like, are we going to have to put that, like, spoiler alert?
I think if we're going to spoil, we have to... You have to put spoiler alert. Now, Will has a problem with this.
Like, hate it. Think it's stupid.
You have to put spoiler alert also now, I feel like, years later. Like,
No, you don't have to do that.
People get mad. People got mad at us for talking about Stranger Things. And we were talking about season one. It's like, okay, guys.
If you didn't watch it within a reasonable amount of time, you are not expected to put any sort of ridiculous spoiler alert.
Like a year.
Second of all.
I feel like 2 weeks.
Where is critical thinking and rationalism, like, you know, literature reviews, you don't see, spoiler alert, this is a critique of this body of work. Now you can't even give info about media anymore.
Yeah. Well, when your wife asks me about your blood pressure, I'm going to tell her why.
Spoiler alert. You would hate BLT because I feel like it's every other word.
It's not Black Friday holiday shopping, mother-in-law's in town. Nope. Spoiler alerts.
Hate it.
Hate him.
He hates him. Dumb.
He hate me.
He hate me.
I feel like there's a, you can say, oh, are you planning on seeing it? Or if someone's in a conversation.
Alex said
it.
Will is triggered.
I am triggered. I am a snowflake.
What?
Wait, what?
What flake?
Snowflake.
Snowflake.
What did you think you said?
I didn't hear snow.
I heard him say snowflake, but I don't know what that means.
Oh, well,
triggered. I'm like a millennial, man.
Yeah, you can't handle anything.
No, but the millennials get mad about the spoiler alerts.
Hang on, wait, so millennials are called snowflakes?
Yes.
Where have you been?
There's also this thing called the internet.
Your internet is not conservative enough.
I don't Google.
No.
I don't get on Google. Yeah.
We blocked Google at my house.
Speaking of block, did say this. If you do spoil Star Wars The Last Jedi for me, which would be very difficult because I know a handful of people have seen it, and the other people who have not seen it are, if you text me because you're in the East Coast time, like what happens at the end, one, I'm not going to look at my phone, so I should be okay. But, oh man, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great week. We got Santa Claus is coming to our office tomorrow.
Spoiler alert.
Coming to town. Are you all bringing kids?
Yes.
I'm bringing my kid.
Two silences. Not bringing your kid?
No.
No.
Grease?
Currently fresh out of kids.
But you're coming. Probably. Annually, you get your photo with Santa.
I do need my annual photo with Santa on my lap.
Meet and greet. Terry will be there.
We got a good backdrop, too, this year.
So oh.
It's legit.
Yeah, I'm actually getting in line one day early. I'm just...
You're queuing this
evening. I do
evening.
That for whiskey and for Santa. So
that's a children's book waiting to happen.
I wait in line for whiskey.
What if you read a book
Santa?
About leaving Santa a glass of whiskey out?
That's actually not terrible, Will.
Yeah, that's,
I wait
that's
in line for whiskey and Santa.
That's true.
That is legit.
Let's write that.
A country music song.
What's his name?
We already have Whiskey May Kill Me, but it won't break my heart.
I think it's more confusing that you're waiting in line for whiskey. It's, like, it's a subculture that would understand that you guys
that
get
is
up
true.
At like 6 o'clock in the morning to go
6 p.m.
bottle
the
hunting.
Day before.
Only two things in this world I'll wait for, but I'll wait in line for whiskey and Santa.
Yeah. Work on that melody.
Not a good melody. No one's going to remember it. I don't even remember what I said. Yeah.
Well, on that
and
note.
Then Thursday, we're going to Star Wars. Friday, we're going to see Garth. Saturday, I got nothing right now. Maybe
Saturday's
Cirque,
wide open.
Maybe Cirque Dreams. We'll see. And
Is that the new show that's at the...
is that the Opryland?
Yeah. Hotel? It looks interesting.
I may get a date night with my wife on Saturday. Maybe, if
Sunday,
I'm lucky.
Going to the Nutcracker.
You come into Garth with a wife?
I may go to the John Waters Christmas.
Yeah, but that's like with a group of folks.
Sounds great.
My wife took my 3-year-old to Nutcracker. She was like, we're going to make it a tradition. We're going to do
it. Couldn't even make it through it.
It was tough. Real tough. In fact, she sent me a text message halfway through, like, the Nutcracker's weird. And I was like,
Yeah, it is weird.
It's very weird.
It's a dream. it's a dream.
It's no Disney on Ice, is it?
Riker?
No, it's not
Riker
Disney on
goes
Ice.
Every year to the Nutcracker. And I used to go every year as a kid. And he usually makes it halfway through. Or they leave it intermission. Or they start at intermission. Sometimes my parents will second half the Nutcracker because it takes a while till it gets to, like, now they're going to fight, like, stuff that's fun to watch. For a while, it's just the girl dancing.
It's not a bad idea.
Terry literally just said words that may never have been uttered before about the Nutcracker. Timeless classic. Still going on.
That was
no Disney on Ice, is it?
Well, I know.
You know what,
Matt's
though?
Fandom
There's
produces.
No standardization of the Nutcracker.
This is true.
Because you go to the Nutcracker.
Preach. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Hold up, everyone. Rat King.
Well, the characters are the same. The outcome is universally pretty much the same. But the ballet in the show, other than the music, is different places. So not like you're going to see the same show.
Oh, fake news. There's Russia.
There's a Jewish Explosion. Nutcracker, Hanukkah Nutcracker, that's here this year. There's also
that's
the
cultural appropriation.
There's
a Jewish
nutcracker.
Version of the Nutcracker?
Yeah, it's called like the Mashukah Nutcracker. Something horrible. It came to the rhyme, and I consider
like
going.
That sounds offensive. Hip Hop Nutcracker also sounds
that's
offensive.
That's coming to the. Also, that's called, like, I forget what that's called. Nutcracker.
I would actually be fine with that. That sounds fun. Like, hip hop dance is, like, actually, like.
The Mashukah Nutcracker.
Pretty cool to watch.
The Mashukah Nutcracker is what it's called. It's the Jewish Nutcracker. And it's playing right now in a city near you. There's also,
that's good.
What was the other one we were just looking up? What
the Hip Hop Nutcracker.
Hip I don't know.
Hop Nutcracker. But Terry, you got back from Aulani for your, you've been there many times.
Yes, our third trip.
And
to Aulani.
Overwhelming, underwhelming. I always hear mixed things on Aulani.
Oh, man. I want to love it so much.
There's
the only
nothing
thing
to do.
There's a lazy river.
Yeah.
And we literally an entire day at the lazy river, and
never really? Got off.
No, like not like entire. I mean, I didn't get up.
Joe,
like,
at least have like a rum
I'm
drink
I'm just going
or
off
something?
What you said.
Oh,
you
no,
said entire day.
No, we pre-gamed Costco.
Are you
my tide? You know, Trader Vic's my ties. We were ready
so
to go.
You found the benefit of going that far while still being in America is your Costco membership.
It still works.
Works.
Yeah.
Because I
that's why I used mine
later.
In Korea.
Oh.
We went to Costco in Korea. Best thing in the
Costco
world.
With
no.
A K.
And it worked? Oh, yeah. Bought stuff.
Bought Costco
bought
with
stuff.
A K.
It was incredible. Also,
what were
the Koreans
like, joke?
Love Costco.
No, but well
Costco with a K.
Williamson Countyans love Costco. You can't even check out.
I saw,
like,
what's his name there last time I was there?
I was with you. Trace Atkins?
Nope.
No.
From NSYNC. Not Justin Timberlake.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
You know how I remember
Chris
his name?
Chris Kirkpatrick going to...
Yeah,
yep.
From the Eminem song.
Yeah. So Chris Kirkpatrick is here in Nashville opening a Wahlburgers. I found that out.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
All the boy bands converge in Nashville.
Yeah, Aulani is absolutely the best way I can describe Aulani. If you haven't been, is this?
Now, this is not a Disney character.
Aulani is
because it sounds like one
Disney vacation club resort, also a Disney resort outside of Orlando, on the
way outside of Orlando,
on the island of Oahu, in Hawaii. It's about 45 minutes from like Waikiki. It's in a beautiful part of the island.
So it's like an affiliate for DVC points to be used.
DVC, and there's a huge Disney. It's got some Disney touches. It has like the same kind of childcare experience that you have on the cruise line, which if you have kids and you want to vacation and get rid of them, a lot of parents like that part. They have like a character breakfast.
We like to say that we want to them to have an experience.
Yes.
Instead of get rid of them.
Get rid of them.
We want our child to experience something cool.
Other than staying with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was scary.
It is on one side of the resort is a Four Seasons now. On the other side, they're building a brand new Atlantis.
Ooh.
So
I thought it was summer all the time in Hawaii.
And for a while, it was pretty, it was just kind of a Alani.
Yes. Four Seasons. Well, there was a Marriott, and the Marriott has now transitioned into a Four Seasons. It is nowhere near the level of like either one of those hotels. The prices are
like in the negative.
In the negative, yeah. Right. I mean, if Mickey Mouse wasn't there, you would be very confused. It feels like Mickey Mouse at a downtown Disney Springs, those properties.
Right.
It's just,
if you've traveled all the way to Hawaii
and you really wanted it's a hint of Disney without really the Disney, it just lacks the Disney magic.
Yeah.
Mm. We got to Hawaii on Thanksgiving Day because it was a great day to travel. A lot of people were enjoying turkey. We're like, right. Oh, we'll travel on the less crowded day.
Mm-hmm.
We landed, went to Waikiki for one night, stayed on some of my Hyatt points, and then went to Pearl Harbor, did that, and then went to Alani. And it's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it's on a part of the island that is completely stunning. It's kind of secluded. And the Disney touches are some of the dining experiences. You can do character dining. There's some meet and greets around. And then it's like a Disney resort without a theme park by it. And they haven't kind of figured out how to really make up for the fact that there isn't.
It's not a part of your vacation. That it right. should be your vacation.
Do they do much Lilo and Stitch stuff?
Yeah, Lilo and Stitch.
They Moana. Lean into that a little bit.
They used to have like a free, yes, Moana was finally there. They used to have a free like luau, and now they're like doing a luau with no food, which was great. It was called the Starlet Hui or something.
That's not a luau.
And that was great. No, it's great because it was
a
free.
Luau with no food.
It's a show.
It's a show. It was a great show. It was fun.
Like fire dancers and
yeah,
and that
it
kind
was.
Of stuff.
And the characters came out at the end, and then they had a huge like. It was a perfect because you had the Hawaiian, and then they stopped doing that and turned that into a luau. That didn't happen the entire time we were there because it was windy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though all the other luau's on the island.
So they stopped the luau and turned it into a luau.
Wait, so they
we're confused.
You
back
can't have
south.
A luau yeah. if it's windy on an island in the
don't
middle
know
of the
what's
ocean?
Going on here.
Can we just not do the fire part of this? There's no. other things.
Yeah.
They say just, luau means hello fire. And goodbye.
Wind.
Nice.
That's aloha.
Aloha.
Yeah, we know. We got it. Matt.
We got it. Well done.
No, but they're confusing me.
Huh?
So, anyways.
But back that up, because that's a little confusing.
So they
it
no
used
longer
to
do,
be the free show.
They no longer do the free show. They now do a luau, but the luau, all of the showings of that were canceled for the weekend. And it's probably it is the most expensive luau on all the islands, or it's definitely in the, you know, it's like $159.
High-end luau.
Yeah.
What?
Limbo?
Yes.
And that's the one with food.
How
that's
low with, can you go?
Do they, is that the one where they like dig a pit, put a pig down in it, put all the things?
Yeah, but this isn't that. This is like a
Disney luau.
This is a Disney-fied version of that. So it's like, oh, we got some pulled pork from Costco, and it's over here at a table.
Poe, whatever.
They
called.
Went to Costco for their pulled pork.
They did go to
Disney
Costco.
Loves Costco.
They did go to Costco for their cheese because they pulled out a big Kirkland bag at the breakfast. And the thing is everything is more expensive.
Nothing's real.
Everything is more expensive in Hawaii. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of importing.
Just because of importing. Although, like, Target, everything was kind of normal at Target. But if you take the Hawaii thing and the Disney thing, it gets kind of out of hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, half of their audience is coming from Japan.
Right.
So, like, half of the food is targeted toward Japanese guests.
Right.
There's a decent number of
Australians. You find that in a lot of Hawaii.
Yes.
They even encourage you while you're in Hawaii. They're like, you want to hop over to Japan? So I'm like, still pretty far.
Yes. Still a ways.
It's just a 22-hour flight.
If you have another whole day of flying to go.
Because we looked at it. We were there. We're like, we could just go. And it's like, well, it's like another 6 hours, 6.5 hours. It's not near as far of going to Hawaii or going to Japan.
I mean, at that point, you might as well just do it, right?
Right. It's just 6.5 hour flight.
That's the slogan. At this point, you might as well just do it.
I mean, now thinking about that, I kind of wish I had, because that may be the best way to get to Japan. Because my wife, I looked at it, it's not fun. But still.
Yeah, it's definitely a good stopover. But yeah, I mean, Alani, I still think it's beautiful. It's a great couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And then we left Alani and then went to Maui in a condo. We rented someone's points and then I used our points because we had several rooms, and so for the moms to have their own room. And we spent about the same
in one night.
We spent about the same for 1 week in Maui, where I could throw a rock and hit the ocean.
Yeah.
As we did for the couple of days for one studio room. In points, which is still a fantastic, like the cheapest possible way you could get it.
But still, it's not.
Yeah, it's just.
You did it through Airbnb, or where'd you go through?
If you know the guy who wrote, publicist in Nashville, Brian Mays, he had hooked us up with a place where he's actually at right now. So, and it was, you know, Maui was fantastic. I think that's the one thing I would say if you are ever planning a trip to Alani is if you're going to go to Hawaii. Don't just stay there. There are four other islands that are each all very different. We've been to all four.
Do you fly?
Yeah, we flew.
You hop around.
Oh, yeah. It's Hawaiian Airlines, the flight, I think, to fly from one to the other was $39 to go from island to island. So,
Is it like a little prop plane?
No, was it a jet? Okay. And so.
Grease don't run on those.
You
can fly here to Jackson, Mississippi.
Did I ever tell you about my Tyler, Texas thing?
You been on that airline?
The one to Tupelo? Yeah.
Tupelo. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. It looks fun.
It's like this the whole time. It's like you're in a gyroscopic. It's, you know how like the wind in a jetliner, you know, you kind of just go, you're limited to up and down. If there's ever one where you kind of go side to side, that you're like, oh no.
No, that's exactly what happened.
The whole flight and the plane from Nashville to Tupelo, you're kind of doing this motion.
That's longer than I went from Dallas, Texas to Tyler, Texas. Mm-hmm. The plane,
which is about an hour drive.
The plane lost power midair.
How would you find?
The plane lost power midair. We heard the engines go down and come back up. And the pilot gets on there and be like, technical difficulty, folks. Sorry, that was not normal. Well, you're good to go. Like, it was like, what? Like, dude, that just happened.
Why would you say that wasn't normal?
I don't know what she said exactly.
That's great. That's good.
But anyway.
No wonder you were saved.
Yeah.
She knew what to do.
She got that plane back going.
Hit the reset button.
We made it.
Unplug it, plug it back in.
From Tyler back to Dallas. So I did have a jet plane. Was fine. I was
legitimately jet plane for that hour flight.
What did that take? Like 10 hours?
I mean, hour drive.
They call them regional jets.
Yeah, so you got there real fast, like 30 seconds.
Are you sure you were flying from Tyler, Texas?
No, I was flying from Dallas to Tyler on an American Eagle.
Yep.
Double prop. Wasn't the American Eagle regional jet? It was a dual.
And the
prop.
Regional jets are bad enough. Like they're very the pilot kind of shakes your hand. He closes the door.
See, I like that. You guys don't like that?
So it's an hour and a half drive.
From
Dallas to Tyler,
Texas.
That's
a 20-minute flight.
That's truly from...
Right?
Why did you...
That's actually from the heart from the other side of Dallas. From the edge of Dallas to the edge of Tyler.
Whoever's picking me up, it's 3 hours round trip. And it was my sister at the time.
That's probably traffic.
Yeah, 3 hours round trip. That makes sense. Hour and a half.
Was it like you got in the plane and they said... You take off and they're like, we're not going to serve beverage cart today. Oh, you know what? We're going to be landing in a few minutes.
Like
so everybody buckle back up.
We were in the air 34 minutes, I think.
Yeah, Hawaiian Airlines, they don't even
do
like
half the time.
Right.
Yeah. They don't do the drink service.
Well,
they just
threw. Maybe not in the air 34. Maybe it was literally start to finish.
It's like they used to do the Birmingham flight. They don't do that anymore because it felt ridiculous.
But no, you literally feel like you're going side to side.
Yeah. I
like
that.
Wind is pushing you. A plane.
I like that because it
supposedly
gives me
can go like 500 miles per hour.
You get a crazy adrenaline jump. You're just like,
no, that's not crazy. That's not adrenaline.
I like
that's
it.
Fear.
Yeah.
I take drugs to subside that when I fly now. So thank you.
I'm all about it.
Don't take
that's
drugs.
That's a mental request for Valium.
I get
is what you're
super
talking about.
Reflective. I'm like, what's most important to me?
No, that's the worst thing I want to feel.
I'm like going through it and it's like, oh, okay, we're landing.
Is that when you pop in like the earbuds and like just
jam.
Jimmy World?
Just jam.
Just okay.
Did you get Jimmy World tickets?
I did.
Good tickets.
Ninth row.
Nice.
Did you get those Star Wars tickets?
Oh,
I do have Star Wars tickets. A couple of people said they don't want to go.
So you spent your time. Was that pretty much your Hawaiian vacation?
Yeah. The highlight was definitely the last night we were at Costco in Maui. We just were talking about Costco. And we were
last night we wanted to hit up Costco one more time.
Well, no, everybody wanted to get like their Hawaiian souvenirs.
At Costco?
At Costco, because they do all of the anything you'd ever want, chocolate, macadamia nuts, beef jerky. That's I got some ahi
surprising
tuna.
Surprising that it's not. You got tuna?
Ahi tuna beef jerky.
Wait. You flew with ahi tuna?
Costco tuna?
Like, no, like beef jerky. Like ahi tuna jerky.
Oh.
No, that would not be beef jerky.
Well, it's tuna jerky. Whatever.
I thought you went into the fish section.
Dehydrated.
I'll take it. I'm driving it home.
Fantastic.
It's like not like a can of Star Kids.
No,
that
no,
would
no.
Just be...
It's like in a bag like any other jerky would be. Fantastic.
Like any other bag tuna. Yeah. Except for the bag tuna you're thinking of.
Yeah. Old Terry, he goes to Northeast Georgia, comes back with a bag of brim.
Brim jerky.
He brings fish back from wherever he goes.
Bluegill.
He brought
I love the bluegill.
He brought a cobia back from Tampa.
I was asking everybody, and I asked my wife, I was like, what was your favorite part of the trip? She's like, I really wanted to go whale watching. That was the one thing we didn't do. And I was like, oh, man. You know, because we had moms with us, and it was like we were trying to make sure they had, and Leslie had, like, that was her thing she wanted to do. And it was right at the very beginning. So I got on the phone, called the whale people. I'm like, what do you got? We're flying out tomorrow. Do you have a sunrise whale watching experience? We're like, we sure do. And so we got up at like 4:40 in the morning and went whale watching. And it was literally one of the most incredible things I've ever done.
But that wasn't your highlight?
That was definitely one of the things that the whale watching was pretty, because they were incredibly active, breaching the water.
Yeah.
I got to fish for them.
Yeah, we were whale fishing.
You were whale fishing.
Did you bring back some? Yeah, you got whale jerky. Did you bring any of that back?
No. In the bag that you normally get whale in.
Yeah.
They
dehydrate it.
Yeah. It's fine.
I think that's a good place to take a stop here. I want to take a quick break and again and tell you about our friends at HelloFresh. We've teamed up with them and they're offering our audience $30 off their first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code WDW30. Here's what you can do. You go on there. You're going to see some really cool options, like the fact that you can choose your delivery date that works for you and pause for weeks when you're out of town. And everything comes pre-measured, pre-labeled. I know, Grease, you've used HelloFresh. I've used HelloFresh. Delicious food. They keep it very easy. You have a great time with your kids if you got kids. Great time with your family making these meals. And they're just great. Right, Grease?
They are great. I've been doing HelloFresh. My wife and I have been doing HelloFresh for about 6 months. Honestly, we feel like we save money on it because we're not mindlessly grocery shopping.
Right.
Things are prepared. We see the value, and two, it's healthy. All of the nutrition facts are there. So it's not like you're second guessing yourself as far as like, well, I did add all that. I don't know what was in that. You know,
they offer a big variety of chef curated recipes that change weekly. And you can also choose from a couple different options. So if you're vegetarian, obviously you have a veggie option. You can do classic option for families. And you can find all of that again on their website. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed a lot of the food and it's great. You know, there's each week there's even a 20-minute meal on the classic menu. So if you are, you know, most of them take about 30 minutes, but if you're looking to really, you know, kind of get things done, you get that 20-minute meal ready and waiting for you. It also gets you excited about cooking again. I know a lot of us, we run pretty busy lifestyles, and sometimes cooking kind of can take a break. It's something that I didn't grow up cooking much, so I wasn't necessarily that inclined to do it. But with HelloFresh, that helps us out, helps you out a lot to kind of get confident. We're using simple recipes outlined by pictured step-by-step instruction cards that come with each order. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the promo code again, WDW30, and get $30 off your first week of deliveries. That's HelloFresh.com. Promo code WDW30 off your first week of deliveries. And also, I wanted to take a minute and tell you about our friends at BarkBox, which is just fun to say.
It is fun. I like it. It's my favorite.
Yeah, they're a subscription service that delivers a selection of treats and toys for your dog right to your door each month. All you have to do is tell BarkBox how big your dog is and choose a monthly subscription plan, which you can cancel at any time. And now, your dogs use the BarkBox.
Margo. Loves it. And it's interesting because, you know, when you go to BarkBox's website, they have featured a French bulldog looking at the bark box, very happy. I have a French bulldog, Margot. Margot is a precocious dog. She likes having new toys and treats. And you know what? The last thing I'm thinking about if I'm at a store or something looking for a dog toy or treat, they send it to me, new stuff. She loves the stuff that they can send you. Check it out.
And each monthly box is themed, which is more, I'd say, probably fun for you. The dog probably, it may recognize it, but for you, it's fun.
What are you saying about my dog?
Except your dog may not understand that it's
she
a country fair option.
Understands themes.
But they do offer country fair, bark ball, Pooh York City.
Pooh York City?
Yeah. When your dog falls in love with something from the box, you can easily reorder it again also from BarkShop.com or the BarkBox app. So if you find something once, you can keep it going. Again, great. For any dog, free shipping on any BarkBox within the continental U.S. It's shipped right to your door. And also, all edibles are made in the U.S. and Canada. And, you know, something good that they support small businesses and local businesses that you may never heard of. You may not know about your dog. Maybe you go into your big box retailer. You're not going to find all these brands. They got some really cool stuff coming. And they'll replace any item your dog doesn't like from the box. Scouts honor and send you something else for free. So go to BarkBox.com/WDW. For a free extra month of BarkBox when you subscribe to a 6 or 12 month plan. That's BarkBox.com/WDW for a free extra month. Now, so before we wrap up, there was some Disney news that kind of occurred over the last week. Oh, everyone's shocked, guys, because no one knows about this. Disney has been trying to reveal stuff every day for Christmas, and not that it's been anything mind-blowing, but some cool stuff has been announced. They announced a little bit more about the Skyliner gondolas, which are coming in. So if you've seen those now, it gives you a little more detail to how they're being used, where they're going to be.
And the buildings they have?
And the buildings. They're pretty. They're nice. They look, you know, like bus stations somewhat, but as expected, they look pretty cool. I'm curious what the lines are going to be for this thing. That's going to be the thing that's going to... Is it going to be people are like, this is awesome, we have to ride it, and therefore the lines are crazy. Now it's going to be continually operating and all of that, but it is pretty darn cool. So let's just go through the list of where they are. We already kind of had a general idea of where they are, but this, you know, it gives you a little bit more of a detail. So the Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort will be the hub of activity for the Disney Skyliner. It's an open-air village marketplace of the Caribbean. It will showcase... This one looks big. Like, it looks like a big...
Yes.
Kind of like a big Hess station.
Yeah, it does look like a Hess. I wonder if you'll be able to get one of those little... At Christmas time, get a little pickup truck.
It kind of looks like a big gondola. Hess.
It does look like a Hess. It even has...
It's the Hess colors.
Like, it is the Hess colors.
It's like... Maybe it's where the Hess was. This will be it.
Yeah.
They said the station passengers will be able to transfer gondola routes to reach any destination. So it's kind of the transportation center, that the ticket and transportation center of the gondola system.
Of the Caribbean.
Yeah. There'll also be one at the Hollywood Studios entrance, and it is behind, it says near the, what is it? Park main entrance and bus station. Guests traveling from Caribbean Beach can expect a new aerial perspective of the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. And also pops, and that one looks very much like a looks like the gates, looks like the
and it looks gates. All of these look completely different.
They look nice. I like the theming.
Yeah,
it's cool. Disney Pop Century and Art of Animation will share a Skyliner that will feel whimsical and contextual at both resorts. And I don't believe there's a photo of that one just yet. If there is, I'm not seeing it here. So, you know, those are kind of the concepts.
And then
of
one at the International Gateway.
And then one, yeah, this was actually my favorite one. One at the International Gateway at Epcot. Now, where does that leave from? Can you take that from, where do you go? Like, do you go from, I guess, from Caribbean Beach?
I'd imagine that one will probably go direct to, is it Riviera? The new resort? The new DVC resort that is over past
Costco.
With a K.
So it actually like goes into Costco, so you can get all your souvenirs.
Dude, if the gondola went through Costco, that would be fantastic.
Oh, Lord.
Pick out some jerky on the way.
Some dehydrated tuna.
Dehydrated gondola.
Oh. Is a gondola an animal?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like an
animal kingdom. You get, sometimes they stick, they like get your safari stuck. All those gondolas. Holding for gondolas crossing.
They make jerky out of them.
Gondola jerky. It's good.
It's related to the giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
And the antelope.
Ate some antelope the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
Where?
At a guy's house.
Oh, that's not something you should say out loud. You ate some antelope at a guy's house?
Yeah.
It's not illegal to eat antelope.
No, but like what? Sliders. I had antelope.
He said they were
sliders.
Gaming.
I had elk sliders.
Shocking.
I had mule sliders.
Mule deer.
Mule deer.
Mule sliders.
Not donkey sliders.
Sliders. Cat sliders.
Here we got here on Triple D this week. We got donkey sliders.
Any animal you could domesticate.
Yeah.
We had sliders.
Elk, mule deer, whitetail.
What was the best?
Dog sliders.
The elk.
Here we got dog sliders. You guys didn't know.
Costco.
Yeah. Costco, only here at the Oahu location. Dog sliders. We're here at Costco in South Korea.
Sauce.
They have octopus.
That's a good
name. They don't kill it before they give it to you. They give it to you live. That's your job, to kill an octopus. Today on Triple D.
Oh, Lord.
Diners, drive-ins, and dogs.
Oh.
Speaking of Guy Fieri,
Fido truffle fries.
Has anyone yet gone to Guy Fieri's Planet Hollywood? I haven't yet. Have any of you guys?
No.
No, but I've gone on some Carnival cruise lines. There's the burger place, Guy Fieri's Burger Shack or whatever it is.
Guy Fieri.
I've been to Guy Fieri's place too. I had a blast.
I love Guy Ferrari. He's my favorite.
That's the high end.
That's the top guy.
Uh-huh.
Of the Guy Triplets.
Guy Ferrari, Guy Fiero.
And you just
Guy
get,
Florida.
But you just Guy the answer to them is one or two.
Yes, that's accurate.
Different levels of Florida.
That's how many
Florida,
you
Central
get.
Florida, North Florida.
And then they just have a bar with bacon, mushrooms,
and dog
chili.
And
you just, dog jerky.
I did want to bring up, you brought up cruise, and not on our cruise. Our cruise has cool ones. A few people messaged me this week about going on the pod cruise. If you want to go, you're going to probably have to pay, like your final, you know, go all in. There's not like payment plans between now and March, but it is available still. You can book on podcruise.com, and I reach out to Tony. And we got to figure that stuff out, guys. We got to figure out the details.
We do got to figure out the
details. Shirts and passes.
Shirts.
And we got to figure out our extra activities.
I like to say no shirts.
No
on
shoes.
On a cruise?
Skins.
Yeah. No problem.
I don't think you can eat everywhere with no shirt on the pod cruise. But outside.
So
just put on a bow tie.
You can go shirtless anywhere. I think it's up in the dining room, probably.
I just said eat. I think there's some places you can't eat with no shirt on.
You can eat.
Oh, you can eat shirtless.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Yeah. I'm talking about if there's certain spots you're not going to. You're not going to go to the high-end dining.
Yeah. And I mean, if you were like fat shamed or something, you can just get room service.
Yeah.
And to eat shirtless. There's multiple opportunities to eat shirtless on the cruise.
He knows.
I know.
I mean, you do room service, you can eat just nude.
Yeah.
On the pod cruise, he's going to test the limits.
Yeah. See, everybody coming with through the podcast, like they think they're going to get to see me, but really, if they want to see me, they have to come to my room.
Yeah.
That's fun to isolate and keep that around.
It's fun to just have random people knocking on you. What room number are you in?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you haven't been assigned yet?
No, I can't. I can't get logged in.
I haven't logged in yet either.
I keep getting a busy signal.
So the other announcement was they announced details about Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort, initially from the new gondola transportation center, the kind of the redo of the thing, of all the updates. One of the things that's interesting is that was one of the very first, we stayed there on our honeymoon, and it wasn't my favorite.
Back 20 years ago.
So basically what they're doing, which I didn't know they were doing this, Old Port Royal was the kind of the food court of Caribbean Beach. Now that's going to become your entry point. So it was weird because you just kind of entered in this building where there was really nothing in the building except for like a registration desk. So they're almost going to have to switch the resort around or the flow of the resort. And you're going to check in through Old Port Royal, which is where they're reimagining the Shutters, which is a restaurant. They did.
Uh-oh. Frustrated Terry.
Sounds bad.
Okay.
Fresh
so
Weaver.
I'll read this, and maybe I've just spent too much of my life working with students in middle school. A festive poolside bar, Banana Cabana, will be a great place to gather for food and drinks, immersing guests into the fun and relaxation of island life.
Did McNair come up with that name?
I don't know. The old Banana Cabana.
He write that on a mirror.
I don't know.
Did he write something on a mirror? No.
Yeah, he said he wrote something.
Yes, he walked in and wrote it with a Sharpie on a mirror while the guy was brushing his teeth.
Banana Cabana.
It said Banana Cabana, hashtag Downtown Disney Springs.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, though, Terry.
We get it.
Yeah, I just... I don't get it. What's wrong with it?
Just explain it to him.
Yeah.
Let's get real detailed. Let's put a big E on this one. Let's do it. That wouldn't expect me.
Whoa, this
but it does sound like the restaurant there, Shudders, which has always kind of been a eh. It sounds like they really are going to give that a go to really pick that up. And they're going to add a grab and go market there, specialty coffees, quick bites. So kind of excited for the possible changes coming to that, kind of bring that resort new life. Mm-hmm. The one thing that resort has is it has some of the themed rooms.
Like
I know
the princess rooms.
Yeah, kind of the pirates rooms, and so
I've never stayed there.
I've never stayed there either.
Stayed at that hotel ever. That just hasn't been a stop for us.
Yeah, I mean
I've been through it. I've eaten at Shudders.
The cool thing about those resorts is when you go to Wilderness Lodge, if you don't valet,
rich,
you park 2,000 miles away, you know, and then you walk. With the Caribbean Beach, you basically park like right in front of your room. So if you do have a car, it definitely makes coming and going from your resort much easier. So yeah, it's a resort that needed some love, and it sounds like it's getting some much needed love. And and I'm sure in the next few days they'll probably do some more details about Coronado Springs and the overhaul coming there.
And then also they announced coming up again, and I did not experience it last time, and I don't think that was in town, was the essentially continuation of Food and Wine, which is the Festival of the Arts, but also the Disney on Broadway concert series.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be honest. It says here, calling all foodies and theater geeks, which I just love that that's how Disney decided to word it. Create delicious memories.
Condescending description of a people group that we're trying to market to.
Like, hey, theater geeks, foodies. It's in quotes, dude. No,
hey, Jedi weirdos.
Right, exactly. that's kind of how it feels.
Did you get beat up in middle school?
Hey, fat
this
slob
is for you.
Podcast
you
get beat
hosts.
Up here.
Snobs. It snobs it's every snob. Week. It's not slob. No,
either way, it's not nice.
I guess that would be a double entendre. Fat slobs. It's just fat snobs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, reservations are available. They've been available since October 25th. But you can look at all the different options.
Because everybody's mad. Nobody's signing up.
And you go and hear concerts from iconic Broadway singers. And you look at the list of people. I'm a Broadway fan. I would say that would recognize a lot of names that would come on. But you know, they're playing various locations and stages across Epcot January 12th to February 19th. Alcohol will only be served to guests 21 and over. They put that for some reason in the event details, as if that's, you know, just in case another night.
You got to watch out for those theater geeks, though.
Yeah.
They're trying to get that alcohol.
That's true. So here's who's performing. We got performers include Kara Lindsay, who actually is the name I know, and Kevin Massey from Tarzan, Aladdin, Newsies, and Frozen. And I assume that's from the new Frozen on Broadway that will be premiering in a couple weeks. And then they're doing a couple days there. I'm trying to see if any names pop out. Some guys from Lion King, Aida. The Lion King's most successful Broadway musical of all time. Been out running for 20-plus years, so some people from Mary Poppins. A lot of Disney musicals. In fact, they only mention, other than Aida, they don't mention a single non-Disney musical in this list. So if you're real into the Disney musicals, they got
like
you
Like Disney
covered.
On Ice? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like Disney on Ice. No. And they also have a one-of-a-kind happenings workshop. Now, I've been to the festival, the art festival thing, and it's nice. I like it. But I don't know. This doesn't necessarily hit me. The one thing I haven't done that I want to do, are you doing the Star Wars VR? Have you decided?
You know, I haven't thought about it yet. But I'd like to.
That is what I want to do.
Where is it?
Disney Springs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. It really just depends.
Does your schedule allow it?
Yeah.
It's probably not cheap. I'm not sure the exact prices for that.
Yeah.
I assume $50 or so.
Man, I opened it up. I texted my mom and
asked
for the schedule.
You can do that 3 times for the price of a luau, though.
That's true. But what about... Never mind. But my mom right now is sending me like all the stuff that we're doing. So now I'm getting like inundated with...
That was neat. You should have done that before the show.
Yeah, it's at the Void, which is at Disney Springs. They also have it in Anaheim as well. Let's see how much tickets cost here. There's still some show times available to do this thing. They cost $30, $29 a person. You have to be 10 years old or up to do it, I believe.
That's not bad. It looks awesome.
It does look awesome. Hyper reality, man.
Yeah.
If for nothing else, Matt, Yeah. Lose the fam for like
no, Terry.
30 minutes and just go have a VR moment.
A VR moment? Lose the fam and go have a VR moment yeah. at Christmas?
That sounds
I'm going to wind up at Costco yeah. at the end of my trip saying this was the best part. I don't want to be like that. I'm messing.
This Walgreens had wine.
There's more to life than dried tuna.
And sushi.
What I do want to do is the VR thing because I would love to go with my dad.
Well, there you go. Okay,
and,
take
and
dad.
And just have the not, eternal battle. Late. And but now we're in VR. Now we've yep. moved from real life to fake life.
I think you're on the same
life.
Team. That's the problem.
Oh, man.
Have you seen
you
here
rogue.
That they announced here? It's open like this week somewhere in Franklin where it's, I think it's in Franklin or Brentwood or Nashville. I don't know. It's somewhere around here. I saw it. And they have like a 1 hour crazy intense escape room that's Indiana Jones themed.
No. But yeah. That sounds awesome.
They also have a Mission Impossible theme, but the Indiana Jones one looks like the sets look awesome. It looks legit. Maybe we need to hit that up.
You just reminded me. Fun. You just brought back memories. We went on a youth group trip, and we did laser tag, and I will never forget now because I guess I had until
was it a
this
lock
moment.
In?
We probably, mm-hmm. but entering the laser tag arena, and then Mission Impossible theme comes on.
Oh, gosh, and you lose your ever-loving mind.
Lost my mind because then you're all in at that point.
Oh, absolutely.
That escape room would be awesome.
We should do that.
We should do that.
I've never done an escape room. You done
the? I've never done a, like a, it's they've a lot got of fun. The. The laser tag with the recoil machine
yeah.
guns.
Yeah,
oh
hard knocks.
My goodness.
I need that.
I've done that.
I haven't laser tagged in a while.
So many options.
Literally like 4 miles away.
We need to go do
the last time I laser tagged was at the was it the D or was where you were
A game?
A game, yeah, yeah.
Down, that's gone now. I do laser tag probably more often than I should.
what, Logan wanted to buy
I tried
an
to
old
buy
set.
A Qzar set.
Just to have
oh,
here at the office.
Qzar.
Nice.
They're
turn
available.
Out all the lights.
Qzar.
It would be legit, though.
Yes, Qzar. That's probably
yeah, you have to
where
drop
the Mission Impossible
thing. We can
thing.
Go to town.
That's
okay.
Good.
Oh, my gosh. Realize
keep
what
it.
I'm saying here.
Keep it.
Quit.
Spoiler alert.
All right, let's get back on track. One last bit of news. There is a new Up show coming to
yes.
Animal Kingdom, which dope. Sounds like they were just, we have the Russell and Doug suits. Let's just put them out there. But it sounds kind of fun. I was never a big Flights of Wonder guy.
Are they keeping
the
birds, though,
great.
Right?
Is they that are. The... Is that what it, is it birds with them?
That's oh. That was the end of the story. The kind of like, oh, Up show. Oh, still the birds.
Come on. The best part of the bird show was obviously when they, you know, the ones would fly right over you and stuff, but it wasn't like a, you go once and you're like, I saw the bird
yep.
show. You don't have
seen
to
the
back.
Bird show once and haven't been back since.
Are they going
to
do like.
You went to Disneyland too while you're gone, right?
Yes.
You did the Guardians.
Did Guardians.
Maybe you can give us your review of that. It's
oh,
wrap
please
it up.
Talk about that. I want to hear about it.
Okay. So I was in the camp of, obviously you guys know McNair, who's been on the show, good friend of mine. Had I played a huge part in creating Tower of Terror. So I was like, oh gosh, no, don't do it. But the Disneyland Tower of Terror is different than the Disney yeah. World Tower of Terror. Whereas the hallway portion, which in my opinion
is the,
is
cool
the
part.
Best part of the story.
Yes.
It is what makes the ride special.
Not
so,
just a drop ride.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so
Disneyland has not never had that.
Never had that.
You just went up, you looked at the screen,
you went up,
and you fell.
You dropped. Mm. But let me say this. The Guardians of the Galaxy ride, I did it. I think I did four different songs.
Which is crazy. The fact that you went on essentially the Tower of Terror four times in a row or within a day.
And a couple things about it. One, not on the day. We were there a couple of days.
Okay,
so,
still.
And one of them was like, you got a fast pass and then got back in line kind of thing. And then one, when we had the VIP tour, obviously, yeah. like hooked that up.
Yeah.
But man, it was... amazing. It's almost a better ride than Radiator Springs, because if you're really into Guardians.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
That's pretty hardcore.
I said it's almost. It's almost.
No, I want to go now.
It's Radiator awesome. Screens.
It definitely puts it. You go into the.
That's all of Universal's right now. Just kidding.
You,
I love Universal.
You posted earlier about the rocket animatronic.
Yeah.
And the first time I went in, like I was in the, I was, my the, back was
yeah,
to
you
that.
Can kind of not really see him.
But the second time you go in and you see Rocket, it's like, oh my, like that is the craziest animatronic. The sounds are nuts. Like he goes up this ductwork.
Yeah.
And you've gone through the collection. The collectors.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting a lot more with yeah. that.
One little rope, really.
But the ride and then the difference that each of the songs kind of plays with the story. I just thought it was incredibly well done. And it's a, you know, you kind of went on Tower of Terror and it was like, oh, that was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
But you go on the new Guardians ride going, I just attended a party and it
yeah,
was
you're
fantastic.
Laughing.
You're laughing
cool.
and dancing. But it's fun.
It's just, it's in every song, like do the Jackson 5 song.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga.
Yeah, I mean, it's just,
ooga.
It was.
There's like a dozen options.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that one. We had I Want You Back when we did it. It was super cool. And how many times you drop? I mean, you drop.
The one time it was just like, I felt like I was in a martini shaker.
Yeah, you drop. I dropped during that one, during I Want You Back, I feel like 10 times.
15 times. Yeah,
it was. You go up, boom, open, fall again.
Yeah. And you literally are just laughing the entire time.
Man,
it's the exact opposite of how you feel. You're supposed to feel in Tower of Terror.
Right. Right.
It's not scary as much as it is like, oh no. And then you know, just start going.
And I just love the comedy. And I finally, on my flight back from there, I finally watched Guardians 2, which I had not seen just because of when it came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I loved it even more.
Isn't
having just ridden the ride. And so that is a, I'm gonna upset some people, but I think California Adventure has quickly become my favorite United States Disney theme park.
Dang.
I do love it.
I mean, you've got Cars Land,
mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of nooks and crannies that you can kind of get away from the theme park experience. I mean, it was in a rooftop wine bar with, you know,
it was
clearly like, there's a lot of places you kind of have to know where they are.
Right.
They very much kind of kept it like, don't tell anyone when you find this place. But yeah, I loved it. And I think with the coming, you can see where the Marvel Land is going.
Yeah.
Apparently, when Lasseter did Cars Land, he was offered all of this extra space. And he said, no, we don't have the budget to do anything except for this space right here.
Yeah.
And then, so obviously, kind of a bummer about for the kids because the Bugs Life area is super fun for little kids.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that whole area, I think, is going to be, when they start adding a couple more Marvel attractions, I mean, that's really just going to be.
Yeah, I like the Paradise Pier theme. I'm a little bummed that it's becoming Pixar, but I get sort of the concept. But, you know, beyond that, I think it's good. It did make me, you said Nooks and Crannies. It made me want to start a podcast with grandmothers called Nooks and Grannies.
Nooks and Grannies.
That'd be a huge hit.
Or, but it's grandmothers on the run from the law, and it's called Crooks and Grannies.
That's hard to say.
It's a
Crooks and Grannies.
Crazy. Crooks and Grannies.
Granny Crooks.
It's like a cereal kind of podcast right there. Yeah.
You're trying to figure out which granny
did it.
I think
this is a good place to wrap this up.
Yep, I think
special thanks to our sponsors this week, and a special thanks to everyone listening. I hope you guys have a great week. Happy Hanukkah, everyone. For those celebrating, those that aren't, give it a shot. Have some fun with it. See what happens.
Try a new holiday out right now.
Stay tuned. Alert. You got time.
Get
you got
a
time to learn
left.
The traditions. And have a great week.
Dreidels all around.
Yep. Last Jedi. It's a Hanukkah movie. You didn't know this. It's going to be the swerve.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thanks, everyone. We appreciate y'all.
All right.
Don't say spoiler alert.
That's going to do it for this week on WW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I quit.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm The Grill.
And we'll see you on the next show.